the first practice, acknowledging our place in the web. Dabadan Didziwin, humility, knowing your place. The first practice requires a complete and honest admission that a life built solely on self-will has failed to produce the peace, purpose, and connection we seek. This is not an admission of weakness, but of reality, the recognition that the isolated ego, operating alone, cannot manage the complexity of existence. Indigenous wisdom teaches through the wolf, who embodies humility by knowing its place in the pack and in the web of life. The wolf does not try to be the sun or command the seasons. It lives in harmony with forces greater than itself. The Lakota value of Wawawala reminds us that we are one thread in an infinite tapestry, neither more nor less important than any other. The illusion that we can control the world through sheer force of will leads inevitably to what the ancestors called the four horsemen of the spirit: frustration when our plans are blocked, bewilderment when we cannot understand why we fail, terror when we realize we are not in control, and finally despair when we believe there is no way out. This practice asks us to face the truth. Our self-reliance, as we have practiced it, has not brought us to the life we seek. We admit that our way of thinking and acting must change fundamentally. This admission is not defeat. It is the first step toward genuine freedom. It clears the ground for a new foundation to be built. Daily practice. Each morning, touch the earth and speak, "I am one thread in the web. I cannot weave the pattern alone. I release the illusion that I am the center of all things."